Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Noticing 131 Ways to Spark Creativity, Find Inspiration, and Discover Joy in the Everyday is a practical, idea-driven nonfiction book by Rob Walker. It is less a conventional self-help narrative than a collection of short exercises, prompts, and observations designed to train attention. Walker argues that noticing is not a passive habit, but an active skill that can be strengthened through deliberate practice. The book responds to modern distraction by treating everyday perception as something worth recovering, whether the setting is a street, a room, a conversation, or a digital feed. Organized into five thematic sections, it invites readers to look more slowly, follow quiet details, review familiar routines, and build a more careful relationship with the world around them. Its purpose is not to offer a single theory of creativity, but to give readers many small ways to disrupt automatic perception and rediscover the overlooked value of ordinary experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, noticing as a trainable skill rather than a natural talent, a central idea in the book is that attention can be developed through practice. Walker treats noticing like a muscle that weakens when neglected and improves when exercised deliberately. This matters because many people assume creativity depends mainly on rare bursts of insight, while the book argues that better observation is often the more reliable foundation. The exercises are designed to make readers test that idea, immediately identify overlooked details, reframe a familiar object, or observe a space as if it were unfamiliar. By doing so, the book shifts creativity away from abstraction and toward disciplined perception. That framing gives the book practical value because it suggests that more original thinking is not reserved for artists or specialists. Anyone can improve by learning to slow down, compare what is expected with what is actually present, and resist the tendency to skim experience. The result is a method for making attention itself the starting point of insight. Secondly, a structured collection of prompts built around five ways of seeing. The book is organized into five sections, including look slowly, follow the quiet, review the everyday, hunt the infrathen, and make a field guide. This structure is important because it shows that Walker is not only offering ideas but also designing a sequence of perceptual strategies. Each section emphasizes a different mode of attention: slow observation, listening, revisiting routine, searching for subtle distinctions, and documenting the world systematically. The format of short chapters reinforces the book's method, since each prompt can be used independently and does not require reading in a strict narrative order. That makes the book easy to dip into, but it also means the reader must supply continuity through practice. The structure reflects an understanding that noticing is situational. Different environments require different techniques. A person trying to become more observant may need to listen more carefully in one context, while in another, the task is to compare small visual differences or map what has been ignored. The five-part organization gives the book coherence without reducing it to a single formula. Thirdly, finding creativity by reseeing the ordinary. Walker's book consistently returns to the idea that inspiration does not have to come from extraordinary events. Instead, it can emerge from closer contact with familiar places, objects, habits, and encounters. Many of the exercises ask readers to treat the ordinary as something worth re-examining, which is a useful corrective to the assumption that creativity depends on novelty alone. By changing the frame of attention, the same street, office, conversation, or household object can become interesting again. This is why the book has strong appeal for writers, designers, teachers, and other creative workers. It offers concrete ways to generate fresh material without waiting for a dramatic change in circumstances. The value of this approach is that it makes creativity reproducible. Rather than promising inspiration as a mood, Walker shows how altered perception can create it. The everyday world becomes a resource rather than background noise. That shift is one of the book's strongest contributions, because it links imagination to practice instead of mystique. Fourthly, resisting distraction and the attention crisis of modern life. The book is also a response to the contemporary problem of fragmented attention. Walker explicitly treats distraction as a serious obstacle to perception, and the exercises function as small interventions against habitual scanning, multitasking, and device-driven drift. This is not presented as a moral panic about technology, but as a practical recognition that constant interruption weakens the ability to experience the world fully. Several prompts encourage mindful walking, careful listening, or direct engagement with physical surroundings, which helps reestablish attention as something embodied and immediate. The book is strongest when it shows that reclaiming focus does not require withdrawing from modern life entirely. Instead, it asks readers to change how they inhabit it. That makes the book more useful than generic advice to unplug, because it translates attention recovery into concrete actions. It also explains why the book resonates with readers who feel overextended or mentally crowded. The point is not productivity, but presence, the ability to register what is happening before it disappears into routine. Lastly, using small exercises to build a more original point of view, one of the book's defining features is its reliance on brief, low-stakes activities rather than long, theoretical arguments. That choice matters because the exercises themselves model how perspective changes happen not through grand revelation, but through repeated, manageable acts of observation. Walker's prompts are often playful, but they are also disciplined, asking readers to inventory, compare, listen, map, or reinterpret what they encounter. This gives the book a clear pedagogical function. It does not merely describe attentiveness, it trains it. The lightweight format also makes the book adaptable to workshops, classrooms, and creative practice, since readers can use individual prompts without committing to the whole book at once. At the same time, the cumulative effect is more serious than the tone suggests. The book implies that originality depends less on producing something from nothing than on seeing what others miss. That insight distinguishes it from many creativity books that focus on confidence or output. Here, the path to originality begins with perception, and perception is built one small exercise at a time. In conclusion, The Art of Noticing will appeal most to readers who want a practical, non-theoretical way to refresh attention writers, designers, educators, artists, students, and anyone who feels dulled by routine or digital overload. It is especially useful for people who prefer exercises to lectures because the book works through prompts that can be tried immediately in daily life. Its main benefit is not inspiration in the vague sense, but a more disciplined way of seeing readers learn how to slow down, compare, listen, and detect detail in places they would normally pass over. That can support creative work, but it also has a broader intellectual value, since sharper observation improves judgment and interpretation. What makes the book stand out in the crowded creativity genre is its format and its restraint. It avoids grand claims about transformation and instead builds change through small, repeatable acts of attention. The result is a book that is both usable and conceptually clear, offering a grounded alternative to more abstract or motivational books about creativity. If you would like to support Rob Walker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.